and Bloomington Common Council races, longtime incumbents faced upsets. Of the six candidates running for the city's three at-large seats, which aren't tied to any particular district in the city, two incumbents advanced through yesterday's party primary. Susan Sandberg and Jim Sims will continue serving as at-large council members, but incumbent Andy Ruff was out-balloted by newcomer Matt Flaherty in the primary. Flaherty says he attributes his victory in the primary to voters being ready for new blood and new ideas.
It seemed pretty apparent as compared to recent municipal elections, say 2015 or 2011, that there were more challengers, more folks getting involved, some new energy, people being just more engaged in city politics. So, you know, I was able to, along with a few other challengers, I was able to come out on top in the primary. But I think it was really a lot of us that were stepping into the race. We're saying our council has served us well in a lot of ways, but we're facing new or different challenges now, or we need to be doing better on some of them, and wanted to get involved and help push forward in that way. You know, I've spoken a lot about increasing access to transit in Bloomington, which I think we really need to work on, both for equity and sustainability reasons. I've talked a lot about climate action and resilience here in this community, which is kind of a new, I mean, people have been aware of this issue, but it's really coming to the fore locally and all over the country in a way that it hasn't, you know, just a decade ago, say. So we're facing some new and different things, and I think I was speaking to that, and, you know, folks responded to that, certainly. And I think, you know, as great as a lot of our current council has been over the years, I think there are voters who definitely communicated with me, you know, that they are excited for some new blood and new ideas and new energy. I think it is good for any legislative body to have some, you know, some changes over time and new voices, new perspectives, different ways of looking at problems. So I think certainly some voters were responding to that as well.
Flaherty also says he's planning to spend the next 6 months campaigning the same way he did before yesterday's primary, by spending the majority of his days knocking on doors.
You know, I worked really hard with a great team of volunteers and supporters throughout the primary election season here. And the last week especially, we were really, really out knocking a lot of doors, talking to a lot of neighbors and residents all over Bloomington. So I think I put in eight-hour days, you know, several days in a row before the election, knocking down doors and just getting all over town. And we did a really great job connecting with voters, I think, and talking about some of the central issues and challenges, both of my platform as well as just what are facing Bloomington and what challenges folks are struggling with in our community. So, yeah, I thought we had a really good close to the primary election campaign, and I felt, you know, that we had done everything we could. And then yesterday I was out all day at a polling place. I was out at a University Elementary School talking to voters as they came in and answering questions. And actually had some, I'd never done that before, been at a polling place on the day of an election. They've volunteered with some other campaigns in the past, but never done the day of at the polling place. And it always struck me as a bit of an odd thing, but it actually was really great. I had some really great conversations with folks, people who weren't sure or were undecided and wanted to talk about difficult issues with me. And it was great. It was another great opportunity to connect with voters. So, yeah, I was out all day yesterday. We had a few other volunteers at a couple of the other polling places around town, and then headed to the watch party that the Hamilton campaign was hosting. And, you know, was excited to see the results come in. I knew the at-large race would be a close one. And it was, and yeah, I was, you know, very honored and humbled to be able to eke out third place in that race, and yeah, really excited for the work ahead as well. I guess I can speak kind of to your second point or question as what is, you know, how am I looking at November going forward from here? And I think initially here, yeah, just a few weeks to kind of recover and let things sink in. Obviously, I'll be I've already been going to a lot of city council meetings for years, but I'll continue to do that and just continue to do everything I can over the next 7 months to really get up to speed on all sorts of issues. Obviously, I've already spent a lot of my time and energy doing that, but just making sure that I'm fully engaged, fully informed, really reaching out to voters, folks in our social services community, and all sorts of different people around town. So continuing that work that we really started during the campaign. And, you know, we'll see if any independents or Republicans or Libertarians or whatnot end up being in the race for the at-large seats. I think we'll know by the end of June, if I'm remembering that correctly. And that could affect, you know, how the campaign goes in the fall. But for me, I think, you know, the fact that we knocked on 3,000 doors during my campaign and connected with a lot of voters was really important. It definitely helped shape my views and my understanding of how folks are being affected by things in Bloomington, what their concerns are. So I think that's really important, regardless of, you know, the competitiveness of the fall election. So I plan to be out knocking doors and really out in the community in the same way I was this spring, all through the fall campaign as well.
Bloomington at-large candidate, Council Democratic nominee Matt Flaherty came in third during yesterday's primary with 2,500 votes, clinching yesterday's Democratic Party nomination along with Council incumbents Jim Sims and Susan Sandberg, neither of which returned requests for comment from WFHB.
In another upset during yesterday's primary race for Bloomington City Council, Kate Rosenbarger defeated long-term incumbent Democratic Council member for District 1, Chris Sturbaum. Rosenbarger garnered the Democratic nomination with over 400 ballots cast during yesterday's election. Sturbaum received 128 ballots cast yesterday. Fellow challenger Denise Valkyrie received 32 votes yesterday. Rosenbarger attributes her victory over a longtime incumbent candidate to knocking on doors.
I really worked hard on meeting people and going door to door. I mean, I know folks are really busy and they don't have a lot of time for politics, and a lot of time a municipal primary isn't something that's on someone's radar, but it is a really important race because city elections really get to the bottom of like your day-to-day living and like how you get around and where you live. And so I think really, you know, going door to door, and I mean, we knocked on over 4,000 doors, actually about 4,184, I think, and talked to over 1,000 people at their door. And I mean, the conversations we had there were just so enlightening. I mean, I learned so much. I got so many new ideas about what people wanted to see, like how to address some of our challenges. It's just, we have awesome people in the city, and getting to know them and hearing their ideas, I think, really made the difference.
Rosenbarger highlighted Bloomington's housing shortage and a lack of public transportation options as key issues in her campaign going forward. District 1, which includes Bloomington's near west side, is largely made up of residences. Most of those are single-family homes. Sturbaum recently pushed to protect those properties and their owners from a push to increase density. Here's Rosenbarger speaking about the same push from the city's Unified Development Ordinance, or UDO.
I think single-family homes are an important thing, right? Like, we're redoing our zoning code, and right now part of it says you can build duplexes to quadplexes on corner lots. I don't think that's right, and I don't think it will stay in the UDO, and I think that's a good thing. But do I think our neighborhoods need to stay exactly as they are? No, I don't think that either. I think we've got to find a balance where we are welcoming more homeowners into our neighborhoods, and I think we have to bridge the gap between people renting apartments and people owning single-family homes. There are a lot more ways to own a home than just single family, right? We can do single family attached living, like row houses and townhouses. We can do small condo buildings for ownership. And I think we really have to look at that as ways to get people right into steady home ownership and a steady mortgage payment to really help folks cut down their housing costs. I'm not saying that needs to happen on our corner lots. I think the hospital site is really a great opportunity to create a denser neighborhood than what we have in Prospect Hill or McDowell.
That was Kate Rosenbarger, who is the Democratic nominee for City of Bloomington Council Representative for District 1.